Thank you so much for watching today with Marilyn and Sarah. We are really, really thrilled that we get to connect and hang out with you today. And I was praying about our time together, and I just want to minister an encouraging verse to you. It's in Nehemiah 9, verse 28 at the very end. And this is what Nehemiah says. Many times God has rescued them according to God's compassion. I just want to encourage you. Some of you watching right now, you feel like God has rescued you so many times that it's too much. It's, you've outrun God's compassion, and you cannot outrun God's compassion. He continues to rescue you. His compassion is endless and it never fails. You can never out endure God's compassion for you. So be encouraged in your heart. God has compassion for you no matter what.
And Sarah, we have a wonderful testimony here. Here is a woman who's had complete deliverance from demonic attacks. And Jesus has set her free, and she knows how to take the word of God and come against the enemy. Folks, I think everybody gets demonic attacks, but do you know how to win? What did Jesus do when the devil came to him? He quoted the word, and the devil was beaten. What do you do when the devil comes against you? You need to take the promises of God's word. And I find there's a promise, more than one, that will come against every problem that the enemy brings. Are you speaking the word? I speak the word in the morning, first thing, with coffee. And so I encourage you to speak the promise. You don't have to have coffee, but maybe you like it. But I love this, that on our program, we always give promises and give the word and how the word works. But it doesn't just work for us. Honey, the word works for you. But speaking it, knowing it, using it is so powerful. You must do it.
Most important thing you can do in your life is have a personal, deep connection, relationship with Jesus. You know, many of us, we've asked Jesus to come into our hearts in the past. Maybe you kind of need to make a reboot, a start over. Some of you have never asked Jesus to come into your heart, come into your life. And this is the most important decision that you can make in your life. Please get on the phone. Give us the privilege and opportunity to pray with you for Jesus to come into your life.
Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty Coffee Table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Call or click today to become a partner and help us cover the earth with the Word and connect everyone to the heart of God.
Oh my goodness, we are so excited. We have pretty much one of our all-time favorite guests, Greg Moore.
Hi, yay! Sarah.
That's for sure. And if you've watched before or read his books, he's your favorite too. And you say, well, I don't know anything about him. He's going to be your favorite. I do.
That's totally good. And Greg, not everybody, a lot of people in our audience know you because we've had you multiple times, but not everybody does. Could you just give us a quick little thumbnail background and then we'll hop into some cool stuff?
Yeah, Janice and I pastored in Texas for 27 years, 24 in one place. And then I'm the director of Karis Bible College in Woodland Park, Colorado. We've got 6,000 students worldwide. We have 750 there on campus, and that's where we met you guys. And in fact, want to tell the audience that Marilyn and Sarah are two of the students' favorite teachers. Just full of life, full of the Word, and we just have raving reviews from your ministry there. We appreciate you. Appreciate each of you.
We love coming.
Yeah, we love to go.
It's awesome.
It's an honor. Yeah.
Greg, you wrote this book called Flowing in the Supernatural.
Yes.
And I'm thrilled, elated, ecstatic that you wrote this because I saw you teach a class on this. And yeah. I intentionally sat in on it. I was like, well, I'm going to sit in the back and take notes and learn how to do this.
Right.
And I love it because you demystified, you know, and didn't make it like, floaty, esoteric and all that weird stuff. You just made it super accessible. And one of the chapters in here, chapter 5, is on be open to the unfamiliar, not the unbiblical.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, there are certain gifts that you may see evangelists or different people use. And sometimes I've seen Christians just turn it off, turn them off, and yet he's wanting us to be open. If it's not unbiblical, if it doesn't violate the word, then we need to stay open to the different type of gifts. Some evangelists have kind of this unique flair about them, and their personality can turn you off. But I used to watch, really was intrigued watching Catherine Kuhlman, and her personality kind of was, a little weird, but and I was tempted to turn it off, but then I'd been seeking God about the supernatural, and I saw the genuine supernatural through her life. And so many times we turn off people that the Lord's bringing into our lives just because it's a little unfamiliar. We need to stay open to it. Jesus had a spitting ministry.
Right.
I mean, he spat on the clay and then put it in the guy's eyes. One time he spat on the guy's eyes.
Right.
You read it. It's in the Bible. Mm-hmm. So that was a little unfamiliar.
Right.
But it always brought, I think a good friend of mine, Bob Yandian, says that spitting in the Old Testament, he was disdaining that blindness or disdaining that sickness. And so just encouraging people not to turn off people who are walking in the supernatural just because that may be a little strange to them or unfamiliar. Mm-hmm. As long as it doesn't violate the word, go with it. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think this getting in the Word, you can test it. Is this scriptural?
Yeah.
Are people getting healed? Is that in the Bible? Are people getting delivered from demons? Is that in the Bible? Is God providing for people in a supernatural way? Is that in the Bible? So we compare it with that, and that's what you do in the book.
Yeah, I look at the fruit that it's having in people's lives.
Oh.
Is it bearing fruit? Is it drawing them to the Lord? Prophecy is for edification, exhortation, and comfort. Exhortation is calling near to God. Do these gifts, are they drawing people toward the Lord? Or is it causing them to become aware in their relationship with God and get into the Word? And these are the things that we watch for, is the fruit mm-hmm. in people's lives.
And I want to leverage off of this. You mentioned about basically blind Bartimaeus.
Yeah.
Right. He's in, I think, John chapter 9. And then the other guy, Jesus spit on his eyes, And you might be watching right now and you have a need for healing in your eyes. I just want to encourage you to hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you that you would have healing. And that can be glaucoma. That can be nearsighted, myopia. That can be farsighted. That can be optical nerves. That can be all kinds of issues related to your eyes and sight. Some of you, a detached retina, just all kinds of vision issues. Just hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you because that's the flow of the supernatural. One of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is healing. And Greg, you talk about the gifts in here because that's in essence the supernatural, super on our natural.
Right.
So how do we kind of walk into some of that?
Yeah, I want to tag on to what you were saying. I have a word for somebody's has glaucoma in your eyes, and the Lord is healing that right now. The gifts of healing are being released through this broadcast to you. If you believe that, eyes are being opened. There's someone's ear that's been stopped, and God's opening that right now. Someone else is having ringing in your ears, and the Lord's healing that right now. The gifts of healing are flowing from this broadcast to you, from the Word of God to you, because God loves you and He cares for you. And He wants each one of us to be able to walk in those gifts just as naturally as what you did, Sarah, just then, as I did, as God gives us an impression. And I take that impression and I run it through the screen of what I know about God's character from 1 Corinthians 13 and what love is patient and kind and all that. And then if it doesn't violate the word, I act on it. And you see, there's a flow of light that will minister to people, and God wants to release His people. He needs you operating in these gifts. You have them on the inside. If you'll just make yourself available to Him, God will use you to help heal people, deliver people, see people saved, set free, God's healing power is going to operate through you in a greater measure.
And the gifts help you with your children.
They do.
So I saw Catherine Kuhlman when I was pregnant with Sarah, and I thought she was too dramatic. And I'll never forget. She took a glass and had water in it and emptied it. And she said, I was full of myself. She said, but then God emptied me and filled me with himself.
Wow.
And I remember thinking, I want my child to be spirit filled. Mm-hmm. I want my grandchildren to be spirit filled. So this is a promise for you and your children and to all those that are far off. I see Sarah moving in the Holy Spirit, but I also see her daughter moving in the gifts of the Spirit. Folks, you got to have the book and you got to call in for prayer. And maybe you're not spirit filled. Hey, we'll pray with you. This is your day.
And hop on the phone now. Grab a couple copies. This should be a great resource for a Bible study, for a book club, just obviously personal, but also a great resource for gifts, right? You can pass these on to your friends, neighbors, relatives, people in your church. Just really phenomenal resource. And Greg, I'm also going to say, in chapter 6, you talk about the gifts. Sorry, chapter 7. I love chapter 7. It's how do I get started?
Right.
And I want you to tell the story. We're going to come back in a little minute. I want you to tell the story about your son who had that word of wisdom, word of knowledge when he was little to go stand behind that little kid. Can you tell that real quick?
Yeah.
Just if you don't mind, share that just for a quick moment.
Yeah, my son Jeremiah, when he was 7, he was at his friend's house playing, and he heard get up from playing and go stand behind Ariel, this little boy, year and a half child in a high chair. And as he started to step over, the child kicked the table and the high chair was coming back and it would have hit his head on a hard tile floor. And I asked Jeremiah was there to catch him. I said, son, how did you know that was God? And he said, dad, I thought for a second and it wasn't a selfish thought. 7 years old. If my 7-year-old could hear from God and save a little boy, so can you.
That's awesome. I love that. And not selfish, right? And that's what genuine love is. First and foremost, it's not self-centered, doesn't look after its own needs. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you, that Holy Spirit would flow through you, that gifts would flow through you. And not only for you, but also through you, multiplied through you, so that Jesus is exalted in our lives.
Do you want to discover and move in the gifts of the Spirit? For your gift of $35 or more, we will send you Flowing in the Supernatural by Greg Moore. As believers, we're called to move in the regular, supernatural demonstration of the Spirit's gifts. Flowing in the Supernatural offers practical instruction and helpful guidance for operating in the gifts of the Spirit. You will discover how to recognize the gifts of the Spirit in your life. Exercise spiritual gifts in personal and corporate settings. Unlock the hidden power of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We will also send you Marilyn's teaching CD, Supernatural Strategy. In this teaching, Marilyn walks you through the Word of God, encouraging you to open your Bible and read God's plan for you. Also included is Your Pathway to Miracles. This book will give you a glimpse at the amazing adventures and supernatural miracles Marilyn has personally experienced and witnessed. To complete this offer, we will send the Spiritual Life Scripture card. Call or click today to receive this powerful resource.
Hey, we just came out with a brand new book that you totally want to get called The Road Home.
This book is about the prodigal son, and you want to get a copy because prodigals in your life, maybe you're a prodigal. You want this book. You need to get in contact with your Heavenly Father, and this book will teach you how to do that.
Buy it today because all of us need to know our chasing Father who loves us dearly.
I think we nailed that.
That was super good, Isabel. You did fantastic.
Let's just go home.
Hey there, I want to encourage you to download our app on your phone. You're like, really? Serious? Absolutely. We have some amazing things on our app, really convenient for you. We have today's program. We have opportunities to pray for you. We have places for you to give and partner with us. We also have things that will help you know what events are coming up and group tours that you could join, as well as a Bible reading plan, daily Bible reading plan. This app is super relevant, very convenient, and super helpful for your daily living with Jesus.
We are so excited about what God is going to do in you today. You know, when I first heard of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I thought, speaking in tongues, that is just craziness. And then my father had a mental breakdown, and my mother went to a church where they spoke in tongues. They said my father would never come out. My mother said he will come out and prayed in the Spirit. I could go on and on and on. So how the Spirit helps you with your family,
yes,
and your family situations and circumstances. And you put some testimonies in your book,
yes,
about family. Family are precious to us. And we'd like for you to call in and give the names of your family and get the book. Because folks, God wants our seed to be blessed. Amen?
Amen.
So share with us, because you share that in your book.
Yeah, you know, God knows how to reach our children. He knows how to reach, mm-hmm, our family. Many times it's not going to be through our end of our preaching or our teaching, right?
Mm-hmm.
They are too familiar with us. But, you know, we can pray and God can send people to them, or God can show us specific things that we can do. You know, Dr. Dobson wrote a lot of great things about children, but he didn't know my oldest son. Had he met my oldest son, he would have written three more chapters in his book on a strong-willed child. But it took, for each of my children, it takes us being available and present to the Holy Spirit so that he can show us what they need. Show us how to be a good husband, how to be a good wife, how to be a good parent. And if we will just simply make ourselves available to him and open ourselves up and expect him to reveal himself to us, he'll give us scripture, he'll give us a word, he'll show us what to do that will minister his love to our family and reach them, you know, with the gospel.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The other thing I really like in this book, and I just encourage you, grab, you know, you could grab 5-10 copies of this book. It'd be really helpful for you, flowing in the supernatural. We got enough natural. We need more super than we need natural, right? Be a super. So in chapter 7, you do this, how do I get started?
Right.
And you give three questions on pages 73 and 74 that help us to get started.
Right.
And one of them is, Lord, what are you doing? What do you want to do in this individual's life or group? How do you do that?
Well, we're too self-absorbed, okay, for first of all. We were too focused on what's going on with us. God has divine connections and divine appointments for us every day. And if we, I remember Kenneth Hagin saying, Lord, make me a blessing. And that's Janice and my prayer every day, make us a blessing. And so we make ourselves available to the Holy Spirit. All right, what do you want to do? And if we're meeting an individual or we're in a group, what do you want to do today, Lord? What do you want to say to this person? How can I leave them better off than when I found them? And when you're asking these kinds of questions, you're making yourself available to the Holy Spirit, who knows that person, and he can download a word of knowledge, a word of encouragement, a scripture, healing to them. If we're available and we're asking these questions, Lord, what are you saying? What do you want to do with this? How do you want me to be an encouragement and leave this person better off than when I found them?
Right.
Yeah.
And he does that.
He does.
Recently, you know, we have an adopted son. And so we got him when he was about almost four. And he came from a very broken situation. And then he married a woman who was very broken.
Right.
Haven't been around her, but I felt like I need to be sure she's saved.
Yeah.
You know, he left her, you know, because of the problems, the crisis. And so I made an appointment and met her. She was living in a garage with a man, and I had 1 hour in the cold to talk to her. And she received the Lord.
Praise God.
So, you know, you say, well, you probably had good family, good everything. Folks, none of us can say everything has been so perfect,
right?
But we have a God who can supernaturally move into lives. That's why I like Sarah encouraging you to get the book. But I encourage you to call in and give us names of people that you want to have a breakthrough. You always think our lives are perfect. They're not. We're challenged. It's the same word, the same Holy Spirit that gives us victory that'll do the same for you.
The other thing, Greg, I like chapters 8, 9, and 10. You talk about a flow of three things. Flow of love, flow of life, as in, you know, vibrant life, right. And then flow of light.
Right.
Why do you say these three things?
Well, in John 7, Jesus said, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me, and out of his belly or out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. And this he spoke about when we're filled with the Spirit. If you connect that with Ezekiel 47:9, he said, wherever the rivers go,
right,
there's life and healing. And so if we understand the different flows of the Spirit and we're making ourselves available to him, then it's easy to allow the supernatural that comes from God from within to flow through us. And so one of those primary flows of the Spirit is a flow of love. Have you ever had compassion flowing through you towards someone else? Jesus was moved with compassion, and he healed their sick. When we're moved with love, when we allow love to move us and to reach out to someone, as you did recently yeah. with your family member,
yeah.
The results are there's life, there's healing, there are miracles, there are signs and wonders. And if we'll just flow with love, I think 1 Corinthians 14:1 says, pursue love and then desire spiritual gifts. Mm-hmm. The result of following love are the spiritual gifts flowing through us. And so it's just really kind of a natural thing if you understand that's how God wants to flow through us.
And I want to piggyback with you because Romans 5:5, it says the love of God has been poured into
yes.
our hearts through Holy Spirit.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And there is, love is kind of ground, it's the hub
yeah.
for all those gifts.
It is.
I mean, central. 13 is 1 Corinthians 13, chapter of love. Everybody knows it. We do it at all the weddings. Is in between 12,
yeah.
which is gifts, 14, which is gifts.
Yeah,
13
right.
is in the middle, love.
Amen.
Then you talk about the flow of life.
Right.
Why that?
Yeah, well, where his Spirit is, there's life.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus desires to give us life and life more abundantly. And, you know, I've got a word for some partners with Marilyn and Sarah today. And it's really coming. He wants to bring life to you. And you've been faithful in your partnership with this ministry, and God said, abundance is coming your way. A faithful man abounds with blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And then also 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7 says to the faithful man that you will increase in understanding. And so I'm just releasing today to your partners, Marilyn and Sarah, abundance, increase, it belongs to you, and understanding and revelation. And then I want to encourage those who are watching, if not yet become partners with Marilyn and Sarah, this is good ground. This is the real deal. These guys love the Lord. They're reaching people all over the world. They've reached you. Help them to reach others. And in so doing, you're going to receive that abundance. You're going to receive that revelation and also that life flowing through you.
I think it's awesome what God does with partnership.
Yes.
So years ago, we partnered with Daisy and T.L. Osborne, who went to 63 countries. I just read a book recently about those 63 countries, and I looked at where I have been, and it was the same 63 countries.
Praise God. That's awesome.
That partnership
yes.
directed our lives, and I think we take that very lightly. So we want to welcome you today as partners to Marilyn and Sarah. And we want to encourage you that this does something inside you. You know, I will never forget the countries I've been to and the miracles and the doors that were open. But I believe God is going to open new doors for you. So I welcome you today. Call in right away. And of course, get 5 or 6 of the books and pass them on.
Do you want to discover and move in the gifts of the Spirit? For your gift of $35 or more, we will send you Flowing in the Supernatural by Greg Moore. As believers, we're called to move in the regular, supernatural demonstration of the Spirit's gifts. Flowing in the Supernatural offers practical instruction and helpful guidance for operating in the gifts of the Spirit. You will discover how to recognize the gifts of the Spirit in your life, exercise spiritual gifts in personal and corporate settings, unlock the hidden power of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We will also send you Marilyn's teaching CD, Supernatural Strategy. In this teaching, Marilyn walks you through the Word of God, encouraging you to open your Bible and read God's plan for you. Also included is Your Pathway to Miracles. This book will give you a glimpse at the amazing adventures and supernatural miracles Marilyn has personally experienced and witnessed. To complete this offer, we will send the Spiritual Life Scripture card. Call or click today to receive this powerful resource.
It's been such an honor, Greg, to have you on our program today. Would you pray for our audience as we finish today?
Yes. Well, Father, I just want to thank you for each viewer, each partner, each one, Father, that you know exactly where they are. You know what they're dealing with, and you have compassion for them and toward them, Lord. And I pray as partners have invested in this ministry, Lord, they're receiving the same anointing, the same supernatural that's upon Marilyn and Sarah. Lord, we release that to them and through them. And Lord, we pray for every person that's in need of healing. We release the healing power of Jesus. Do something you couldn't do before. Move your arms. Get up. Do something you couldn't do before, because the healing virtue of Jesus is flowing to you right now. And I also pray, Father, for those, for divine appointments and divine connections in their inner circle of relationships, that they're a spirit of expectation, Father, that the gifts are going to operate powerfully through them in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Greg. And I just encourage you, hop on the phone, get on the website. We love to pray for you, whatever the needs are. You have physical needs, financial needs, and really seeing that flow through you, not only to you, but also through you. So hop on the phone, get on the website. Love to pray for you and grab your copy of Flowing in the Supernatural. This will be a huge, massive resource and benefit for you today.